USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two British Islamic State fighters accused in the torture and killing of Kayla Mueller will be brought to the United States and face criminal charges in Virginia. Assistant Attorney General of the United States, John C. Demers, has a message for terrorists.
If you harm an American, you will face the same fate as these men. You will face American arms in the battlefield. And if you survive that, you will face American justice in an American courtroom and the prospect of many years in an American prison.
The White House is not giving up on stimulus before the election just yet. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows wants a piecemeal approach, saying both sides agree on about 10 areas and can pass them quickly. Wall Street giving the thumbs up on that news as the Dow in early trading up over 400 points at times. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump announcing on Twitter late Tuesday that he's authorized the full declassification of all intelligence documents related to what he called the Russian hoax, though he did not say specifically what information he had approved for disclosure. Former CIA Director John Brennan is not happy with the release.
It is appalling, his selective declassification of information that clearly is designed to advance the political interests of Donald Trump and Republicans who are aligned with him. If, in fact, what the Russians were alleging that Hillary was trying to highlight the reported connections between Trump and the Russians, if in fact that was accurate, and that's a big if, there is nothing at all illegal about that.
Brennan speaking on CNN. Hurricane Delta continuing to make its way towards the Gulf Coast, where the storm could reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. Forecasters say the East Texas Gulf Coast could see flooding and large waves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris are set to square off in the only scheduled vice presidential debate on Wednesday. Taking a look back at some of the more memorable moments at vice presidential debates, we go back 4 years ago when vice presidential candidate at the time Mike Pence was debating Senator Tim Kaine.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there.
And there's also this moment in 2008 when GOP vice presidential candidate, then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, was debating Democratic rival Joe Biden. Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.